right, thank you very much. Moving into, we're going to go to action item number 7. As I announced earlier, prior to the presentation, water management plan, we will hear comments from the public on this item. Mr. Overstreet, are you in here? Would you like to?
I'm Lee Overstreet. I'm a Granbury native. Grew up there on the banks of the Brazos River and lived either on the lake or around the lake since it was formed in 1969. I was at Brazos River Authority's open house in Granbury 3 weeks ago and saw the water management plan presentation, which staff did an excellent job in presenting that plan. I thought it was very well received for the most part. They did a great job presenting it and then fielding questions and comments, some rather irate at times, but did a great job, and I think it's a great plan. And I've certainly seen fluctuations over the years for Lake Granbury from time to time, especially in drought conditions. But applaud Brazos River Authority for coming forward with the plan and trying to do something to help maintain the lake level of Lake Granbury, which is very important to the local community from an economic development standpoint. I'm a realtor and sell land, you know, on the lake, around the lake, and so it's vital to our community. But, you know, I think it's something that's could be very good for our community, and would certainly applaud y'all again for coming forth with the plan, and hopefully it's well received. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Overstreet. I was unable to attend the open house, but I do want to commend. I've gotten a bunch of very positive comments, and I commend the staff for their hard work on that. It's never going to be a popular thing, I think. So with that in mind, action item number 7, PK Granbury Whitney Water Management Plan, Brad Brunette, Water Service.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, rest of the board. You might recall I briefed you on this study back in January at the meeting in Sugarland, and go ahead and go to the next slide, Jennifer. And I'm not going to go through all the details of the charts and graphs today with you, but just to kind of refresh your memory on what it was that we were doing and why we were doing it. If you recall, in 2007, the hydropower was shut down at Possum Kingdom, and we're now pursuing decommissioning there. And also, we have the potential for the two new nuclear plant units at Comanche Peak coming online in the future. We had the drought in 2008 and 2009 that led to some lower than normal lake levels at Granbury, and we had some public comments and feedback during that time about our management of the reservoirs. And so we felt it was prudent back in April of last year to begin this study to begin looking at how we would operate the lakes going forward into the future. And when I'm talking about lakes here, I'm talking about Possum Kingdom, Granbury, and Whitney. This is the study objective that I showed to you back in January, and basically our priority is that we're a water supply agency. So first and foremost, we wanted to make sure that we can continue to meet our water supply needs in our basin. But in doing so, we understand and recognize that there are other issues and factors around the lakes that are affected as we manage them. And so in meeting our water supply needs, we wanted to look at how we might do that and balance any adverse impacts that we experience between Possum Kingdom Lake and Lake Granbury during dry times. Again, Lake Whitney was included in the study, but we really didn't focus a whole lot on it because the amount of water that the BRA has in storage at Lake Whitney is relatively small. And if we were to use all of our water at Lake Whitney, it only amounts to about 2 feet of space there. So Lake Whitney's part of the system, but we really focused on the Possum Kingdom and Granbury for the study here. Next slide, please. These were the results from the study that I showed you back in January, and basically we came up with a recommended management protocol that operates the lakes dependent on lake level zones. And you can see those zones here in the near term. And when I say near term conditions, we're talking about before the addition of Comanche Peak units 3 and 4 or any other large demands that may materialize in the future. We propose a 1.75 foot to 1 foot drawdown ratio, Possum Kingdom to Granbury, when Possum Kingdom's elevation is above elevation 992. When that elevation drops below 992 at Possum Kingdom, the drawdown ratio would be 1 to 1, so it would go back to being equal between the two lakes. And then as far as going forward into the future, what we had proposed, or what the study showed us, was that the 1.75 to 1 ratio when the lake is above 992 still works, even when we have increased demands on the lake. But when we drop below 992, depending on those demands in the future, we may need to adjust that lower ratio up from 1 to 1 to something on the order of 1.5, 1.75 to 1, depending on the level of demand that we actually see in the future. Next slide. This was, the last slide from the presentation that I made to you in January. And again, following the presentation to you there, we were planning to go out and present this information to elected officials and some of the local leaders and ultimately the public, and bring their feedback and comments that we received back to you today. And so that's what I'm going to spend the rest of the presentation talking to you about, are those meetings and the feedback that we received. Next slide. On February 11th, we briefed legislative staff at the Capitol in Austin. Then on the 28th, we briefed local leadership in Granbury, and I believe the mayor of Granbury was at that meeting, as well as the interim city manager, the Hood County judge, and one of the county commissioners. March the 3rd, we followed up and briefed Palo Pinto County Judge David Nicholas and his staff. And then on March the 23rd, we conducted a meeting and presented the information to the Granbury Chamber of Commerce Executive Committee. And then concluding the series of meetings, we had public meetings at Granbury on March the 28th and at Possum Kingdom, or at Grayford, on March the 29th. The format of the public meetings were 2 hours long, and we had an open house portion before the formal presentation. And in the open house portion of the meetings, it was about an hour-long portion of the meeting, and we had individual booths with stations set up around the room with maps showing different portions of each one of the lakes. And on each one of those maps, we had all the boat docks and boat ramps and facilities plotted, and we had them color-coded based on the percent of time that we expected them to be in service going forward into the future under this new protocol. So folks that came to the meetings, the thought process was that they could go find their dock or their property and look at the dot and see what the study results showed for them. And so that was kind of the format of the meeting, and we had a pretty good turnout at both meetings, I would say. I think we had around 120 folks that actually signed the sign-in sheet at Granbury. I thought there were a few more than that, but that's what we had on the sign-in sheets. And then about 75 attended at the Grayford meeting. Following the open house portion of the meetings, we had the formal presentation. It lasted about 45 minutes, and then at the conclusion of that, we had a formal question and answer session where folks could come up and make comments about the study or ask questions. Subsequent to the meetings, we posted the presentation on the website, as well as the maps that we displayed at the meetings. We also put audio of the meeting itself. We actually recorded the presentation and the question and answer sessions, posted those on the website, and here over the last couple of weeks, I think we've gotten a copy of the draft report out on the website as well. And we set up a way on the website for anyone that didn't attend the meeting, or for those that did, that might want to make additional comments, to be able to click on a link and send their comments back to us. And since the meeting, I believe we've only received 4 comments through the website, and 3 of those were from Lake Granbury interest, and I believe 1 was from Possum Kingdom. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide, please. The general feedback that we received from the legislative staff and from the local leadership in the first series of meetings that we had was, for the most part, real positive. I think they were all very appreciative of the efforts that we had conducted in going forth and putting the time and the money and the effort that we did into the study. A lot of folks were complimentary of the fact that we actually went out and looked at individual properties and individual facilities and took depth measurements and tried to focus not just on the lakes in general, but we actually looked at individual structures. And so feedback was mostly positive constructive. We got some constructive comments from those groups before we actually went and had the public meetings. The public meetings, again, during the open house portion of those meetings and following the meetings, a lot of the conversations at the booths were positive and people were appreciative of what we had done. But during the formal question and answer periods following the presentation, I would say we probably had maybe 15 folks at Granbury that got up to either make comments or ask questions. And most of those comments and questions were, you know, on the negative side of the spectrum with regard to their feelings of that they weren't being treated fairly or that they were being impacted adversely. And you can see there under the second bullet some of the general feedback that we got in different forms during that question and answer session. At the Grayford public meeting, it was really kind of similar. We had a slightly fewer people there, and we also had a few less people that made comments at the meeting, maybe 5 to 10 that got up and commented there, and their comments were kind of opposite of what the comments were at Lake Granbury, as you might expect, that they felt like the plan was giving too much water to Lake Granbury and that more water should be kept at Possum Kingdom. So in general, though, you know, when you look at how many dock owners and how many properties we have, I think we have 5,000 dock owners between the two lakes, and we advertised these meetings pretty heavily and promoted the fact that we were going to be there. And, you know, we had relatively good attendance, but when you consider the people that commented, they were negative comments, but they were relatively a small number compared to the overall number of folks that are around those lakes. And so I think the meetings went well overall, and we did get some good feedback. Go ahead and go to the next slide. One of the best comments or questions that I think we received had to do with the assumption in our study. If you recall, we assumed that a facility would be out of service when the water depth at that facility was 2 feet or less. And I believe in making the presentation to y'all back in January, we talked about that a little and that it was somewhat subjective. You know, we're trying to come up with a water level that would apply to boat ramps, boat docks, floating docks, fixed docks. And there's not a perfect number for that. And we didn't want to get too complicated and try to come up with too many numbers that made it so difficult you couldn't keep up with what you were doing. So we selected the 2 foot number, and we did get comments at both lakes about that and about whether or not it was appropriate. At Possum Kingdom in particular, we had one lady that made comments regarding the fact that floating docks, and Possum Kingdom has many more floating docks than at Lake Granbury. And her comment was that floating docks require 4 or 5 feet of water for them to be in service. And so your study, therefore, skews the results that you know, you used 2 feet and you should have used 4 or 5 feet for the Possum Kingdom floating docks. Conversely, at Granbury, we received kind of the similar comments from folks that had fixed docks. For instance, if you've got a fixed dock and your dock is in 15 feet of water, we were saying in our study analysis that your dock would be in service when the water level dropped to, you know, 13 feet below the deck of your dock, when in actuality there's a lot of people that would argue that their dock's not usable when the water's 13 feet below. So I think those two arguments kind of, you know, offset themselves. Again, 2 feet's not a perfect number, and we certainly weren't arguing that 2 feet was the right number, but for the purposes of our study, we felt that it was a good number to use. We did go back and look at the results of our boating capacity studies that we conducted in 2005 at both lakes. And basically what those studies showed, they didn't really look at depths required for docks and those type of things, but they did look at the types of watercraft used on both lakes and how much water it takes for those different types of watercraft to be able to navigate. And the results from those studies were pretty consistent with the 2 foot number. You know, some boats can take a little shallower draft and some take a little deeper, but they were pretty consistent. We also wanted to go back and we decided to go back and instead of looking at 2 foot for out of service, we decided to analyze what if we had looked at 4 feet instead of 2 feet. So we went back and replaced the data in some of our analysis and spreadsheets and models to look at what if we had assumed 4 feet instead of 2 feet. And what we found was that it really didn't change our ratio a whole lot. When you looked at both lakes, the percent of facilities that were out of service at Granbury versus Possum Kingdom were usually on the order of less than 5 or 10% different if we used 4 feet versus 2 feet. So it didn't change the results a whole lot. And one problem that it created was the fact that we had whenever you use a 4 foot assumption for a facility to be in service at both lakes, we had quite a few facilities that based on that assumption weren't in service when the lake was full. So, you know, that obviously created a little bit of a problem in how to handle that and how to analyze that. So at the end of the day, we did take that comment seriously. We went back and looked at it. We also did some research with large boat manufacturers, with the hydro hoist manufacturers, and with some of the marinas. But at the end of the day, we felt like given all the variables and the nature of the study and what we're trying to do, that the 2 foot assumption was adequate for where we were wanting to go with this. So next slide, please. Our recommendation is to you today is that We recommend that you go ahead and approve the zonal drawdown ratio that we presented back in January, 1.75 to 1 foot ratio between Possum Kingdom and Granberry when Possum Kingdom's elevation is above 992, and then 1 to 1 when its PK's elevation is below 992. And then in the future, that 1 to 1 may need to be revised as demands on the system increase. That's my presentation. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to try and answer them.
Are there any questions for Brad?
I'll just add, Mr. Chairman, I attended the March 28 meeting, and Brad and Mike and crew were very proud of absolutely outstanding presentation. There's controversy at Lake Granberry with regard to lake levels. There always will be from then until the end of time. Water comes from God. We don't make it. And I think that sometimes is not clearly understood. But otherwise, staff's done a whale of a job putting this presentation together.
Likewise, I made the 29th meeting, and I thought it went real well. I was had my body armor on thinking I would get shot at, but I thought it went real well, and with the exception of the one lady that he talked about, it was a good report, and I think they did a good job.
Well, I commend them for taking raw data and trying to come up with a plan.
And going into hostile territory.
Yes, well, yeah. Everything. Now, Brad, I think you have a resolution.
Yes, sir. Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the zonal drawdown methodology for operating Possum Kingdom Lake and Lake Granberry in accordance with results of the Possum Kingdom Granberry Whitney Water Management Draft Study Report dated April 2011, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority authorize the General Manager, CEO, to use a drawdown ratio of 1.75 to 1, parentheses, Possum Kingdom, colon, Granberry, in parentheses, when the elevation of Possum Kingdom is above 992.0 feet mean sea level, parentheses, FT-MSL, in parentheses, and a drawdown ratio of 1 to 1 when the elevation of Possum Kingdom drops below 992.0 feet MSL. And be it further resolved that based on the study results, it is understood that the 1 to 1 drawdown ratio used when the elevation of Possum Kingdom Lake is below elevation 992.0 feet MSL may be adjusted by the General Manager, CEO, with board approval in the future if demands on this portion of the Brazos River Authority system increase significantly.
Right, you've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Sorry, was that? Oh, Talis? Okay. Motion by Talis, second by?
Adams will do it.
Adams? Okay, please pull the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluett?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Brad.